Hi, I'm Gene Tanuzzo, Fixed Income Portfolio Manager with Columbia Management. We've received a lot of questions this year about what bond investors should expect following tremendous volatility in 2013. Last year, yields increased dramatically as growth accelerated in the second half of the year and the Federal Reserve decided to taper its asset purchases, known as quantitative easing. This drove bond returns to their worst level in 20 years. This pushed investors to change the way they allocate money in the bond market. We saw inflows into funds with lower duration or interest rate sensitivity, such as bank loan funds and non-traditional bond funds, and we saw outflows from funds with greater interest rate sensitivity, such as government funds, municipal funds, and Treasury Inflation Protected Securities funds, or TIPS funds. We think investors should be cautious of this trend in 2014. While interest rates may continue to drift higher, we think a large portion of the repricing in interest rates has already occurred. In addition, by taking exposure into shorter duration funds, investors are increasing credit risk and increasing their correlation with equities. This inhibits the ability of a bond fund to act as a dampener in an investor's portfolio. We think instead investors should consider where are the most attractive sources of duration to incorporate into their portfolios. We do think interest rates will rise somewhat in 2014. However, we expect it to be very different than last year. Last year, we saw long-term Treasury yields rise sharply, while intermediate yields did not change very much. This year, we expect the 5 and 7 year parts of the yield curve to see the greatest increases in yields as investors begin to think about when the Federal Reserve will ultimately raise interest rates. Now, the Fed is unlikely to raise interest rates in 2014, but as the QE program winds down, we think investors will begin to think about this and price it into the market later this year. Therefore, we think investors should continue to be cautious on duration, but not avoid it altogether. More importantly, investors should think about what type of duration do I want in my portfolio. Some of the areas that saw the most underperformance last year present the most attractive yields and the most attractive opportunities today. For example, municipal bonds lagged greatly last year, but on the improvement in municipal finances and higher yield levels today, we find municipals as an attractive source of high-quality duration. In addition to municipals, we think investors should look outside the U.S. for opportunities where yields are higher than in U.S. corporate bonds. For example, emerging market bonds offer attractive opportunities. Despite the tremendous volatility, we think opportunities present themselves in countries that are making fiscally prudent decisions. And with yields that are now higher than high-yield corporate bonds, we think emerging markets can be an important part of a portfolio in 2014. Indeed, we think emerging markets will benefit from an improvement in growth, not just in the U.S., but also in the developed world. In 2014, investors should spend less time playing duration defense and more time thinking about where should they add attractive sources of duration in their portfolio. For more on this, see our white paper, Fight the Flow, on ColumbiaManagement.com.